Abuna. Abuna told the Talmidim, Rabbi Sami Tzema, and the Zaldu and the Tzimuzu. Yes, the Talmidim, how come? Originally there was a Takana says that many of the people followed. That you have to go to Mitzvah Balkei, you have to go to Mitzvah before he learns and before he downs. And then after it's over the various different people from the Zaldu and the Takana says it. And then there was Tanayim that held that you don't have to hold on, you don't have to hold Takana says it. Either they revealed it, or they held that it was never Chal because it wasn't this Pashut but of Israel. And then after this, it took a while till it was finally Nek Aligami. So in the days of Abuna, Abuna is a Chalamayra. Abuna is an Amaris. In the days of Abuna, he still had tightness. Why is Talmidim didn't deserve the Takana says it? He said, what are you afraid of? See, you shouldn't see that here, because you're going to catch a cold. That's why you're not in the doctor and Takana says it. After the Marathon, just to go to Zila in a warm Nixon. Amalei Rav Chizuk, he asked Zila, what do you mean? A warm Nixon is a chasla. How can you possibly have a warm Nixon? It's going to be mine shooting. It's not good. But Rav Shmuna held that even though my shuvim is not good for a mikvah, it's tefillas noshim, so real tefillah deraisa, but tefillah takana says that my shuvim is good. That's the Gemara later on our base, that it is good. Rav Chizda, who said, how can it be the chayek tefillah b'chanen, he held that so. He holds against the Gemara on the base. He holds that for the purpose of takana says that you need a bona fide regular tefillah, and just like my shuvim is not acceptable for tefillah for tzmeyim, or for anisha neither, so too, my shuvim is not acceptable for takana says that. Amen. Rabbi tells Rav Chizda, you are shita. That for the purpose of Takana says you need a kosher and mikveh. Rabbi Barav holds like you, but I don't agree. I hold like the Tanaim on the day that you don't need such a, even my shul is also sufficient. That's what we learned last week. We got up until that moment. Okay. Rabbi Avi Yosef Bagona de Mayu, they must do so. Rabbi Zeir on one occasion happened to be taking a bath, and there was a bathtub. And he was in the base on Berachas, and he was washing. Oh, Malay, Lishamei, he told his Gabbai, Zilvayzivay Tishakam. I happen, he told his Gabbai, I'm a Balkari, and I don't want to be Matriya myself to go to the Mishka to be serving my Rabban. So he says, go get me a bucket of Tishakam and pour on my head. The Mishnah has in Rikvoris that you can even have some three different kalim. You can pour, if you pour the Tishakam from one kalim to the Chabad kalim. But if you pour from different kelim, apparently it's you have to have big buckets to have fish come in one kli. So usually you're going to have them in a few kelim. The Mishnah says you can even start from three different kelim as long as you start pouring from the second kli before you finish pouring from the first kli, and you start pouring from the third kli before you finish pouring from the second kli. If you continue. But if you pour from four kelim, even though you started the second before you finish the first, that's, the Mishnah says that's too much. I'm not sure whether we talk about the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says that's too much.
What does the water have to
cover? It doesn't. Some Acharenim write a Russian, the water should be al Gabi Rosho. The Tishakam should be al Rosho. So the Rabbi Yisrael was right on this that point. He doesn't know where it says al Rosho. It says al Gufo. And the Mishnah is the Russian is, and Adias, and the Mikvah, it says al Gufo, not al Rosho. No, it doesn't say anywhere that you need Rosho Berubo. It says, Habon Rosho Berubo B'mayim Shuvin. That's also a Mishnah. That's also. No, that's one din. A mikveh that has mayim shuvim is not a kosher mikveh. But then there's another din, a chumrim de rabbanon, that if I am tohar, I am adam tohar, and they poured on my head mayim shuvim, let's say I took a shower. And we assume that all the water in the water system in the city, we assume that all the water is mayim shuvim. So not only is the water in the shower not good to find the tummy, not only is one shower not good to be mitaren because it's not a mikveh, or a water mitzvah is also, it's not good for the tummy. Even if I am an autumn tohar, and I take a bath, and I take a shower, the water will be in the tummy, and even the rabbonim. Agzeirim ha-derabbonim, habor roshi v'rubim b'mayim shuvim. Habor roshi v'rubim b'mayim shuvim. It's agzeirim ha-derabbonim. The Gemara explains the whole reading. The first parak of the Shabbos. The Gemara explains the whole reading why they made such agzeirim ha-derabbonim. So there the loshon ha-mishnah is habor roshi v'rubim b'mayim shuvim. Roshi v'rubim, and the same mishnah, the same sentence. When he gives the din of Tisha Kavin, pouring on Tisha Kavin, it doesn't use a lotion on Rosh Avruba. Just as on Gufa. Tisha Kavin on Gufa. So the pastor says, if somebody pours on, I'm at Rosh Gufa here, I'm going to pour out my hand, I'll stick out my hand, I'll pour Tisha Kavin on my hand, and something's not enough. Pour out my belly, and something's not enough. They should pour on the Rosh Gufa. I says, the Rosh Gufa, do you know? That's what the right to the Spirish on Mishnayis and Adias, and this din of Tisha Kavin. Is quoted in Adias, so the writer asks, where did they get a Shia Tisha Kam? Where's the Shia the right of Tisha Kam? For that matter, where's the Shia the right of Shia Malugin? Shia Malugin, not Shia Malugin, not Shia Malugin. Only the Rabbara, yes. But what is the Shia based on? What are they based on? So the writer writes in his Pirish on Adias, he says, Yom Tov quotes that. The writer on the side of Mishnayis has a Pirish on Adias. He says, Yom Tov quotes it, that Ishakat, then water is the smallest amount of water that one would need to bathe the whole body. The problem is, in the first one, the Mishnah says that there's a rush on Mishnah's Mitzvot, where the rush writes that where did the Chacham get the Shira of Gimel Lugim from? Where does the smallest amount that you need to bathe the body in. There's quite a discrepancy between Tishkan and Gimel. One is much more than the other. It's just calculated by it, isn't it? But one of the first one in Mishnah, the Mishnah Chayma. A Mishnah is called the Mishnah Mishnah, and a Mishnah is called the Mishnah Chayma. The Mishnah Chayma on the side of Mishnah suggesting, he says, maybe it's the both right. Maybe it means if you want to wash Aver, you can use a smaller amount, but if you want to wash the whole group, get the whole group in. Not just the group, not sure about it.
The things that you have in the shower.
So the water keeps on going and it's one clean. That's not a clean. Else he did it. That's a kubel of karka is not a clean. But he says, so this curve doesn't really mean one clean, two kens. It doesn't have to have a chalshem clean out again. It means it should be mature of yachas, continuous mature of yachas. It says one shower and the water keeps on going.
You know that the things you should have them that would be good.
But it's always going to be my shoe, but it'll also be the Tami and too. So we have to be careful not to be moved with the Shikabin. No, that's the Tami here, it means they can't eat Truman. This fellow is a Habal Keri. He's a Habal Keri, and when you put the Shikabin, he's going to remain a Habal Keri with the rice. He's not going to be moved. Take so if he's there, that one of the Tami, he's learning, he's a lot of Tami, but he's still going to Habal Keri with the rice. If he would be an Adam Tohor, then he would need any Tishakabin. But if you would pour Gimel Lugi and Alosha Rubo, so that would fossil him from eating Shuman Kushan. That would make him Tomei Legabi Shuman Kushan. It wouldn't make him Tomei Legabi learning, davening. It wouldn't ruin this.
The person comes about here. I don't remember what it is.
But he's not permitted to eat. There's a big machlokes in the Shainim. Let's say a woman, this man is a woman goes to mikvah, women go to mikvah in the Labayla. A woman goes to mikvah. And then she sometimes takes a shower, she takes a beer. So should I say that there's a din that if you pour Gimel Lugim Ayin Shuma Agami Ha'odom, that it makes the person tummy. That makes the woman stomach. There's a woman is stomach anyway. The woman is stomach anyway, too much made.
Yeah.
If you pour Gimel Lugim, it makes it into a nida.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it into a nida?
Yeah, not the mixer.
Right. So that's what it made there, that if you pour Gimel Lugim and Mayim Shuvim, it makes it stomach. So it makes it stomach in the Kalalabah, so she's stomach. She's stomach anyway. So how does that make it? Doesn't make her a nida of a Bible. So this was one of the Shailas. That the tasteless rid asked that the which normal that the or the rua asked of the tasteless rid. I'm not mistaken. The Ozarua asked of the Ozarua. So one of the Shabbos was this, that the Ozarua wrote, those wrote was the Hemshech for the Bali Atesa. This wrote was the Rebbe of the Maharam Lutzenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Mark. And that's the end of the Bali Atesa, the end of the school for the Bali Atesa. So the Ozarua writes that he has the Kabbalah tradition that there was a big machlokes among the Bali Atesa. What's the din? A woman went to Mitzvah, his man was there. And after she went to Mitzvah on the same day, she comes home that night, or the next morning until the next night, she takes a bath or a shower. Does that make her Asura Labayla or not? So some Bala Taisha said makes her Asura Labayla, other Bala Taisha does not make her Asura Labayla. And Bala Benu, what do you have to say about that? So the Taisha said, right, it doesn't make any sense. I can make her Asura Labayla. It makes her Tanei and Adilabana, but it doesn't make her into a Nida. So the other Ruach print, other than Pritzi, Azula writes over the letter his shilas, his 14 shilas, with the 14 shuvas of the Tzadik Zit. And then they have in parentheses that the Azula wrote after the Tzadik Zit gave the answer. And nevertheless, Tzadik Zit lived in Italy. Azula lived in Vienna. The letter by now. That he writes, and even though the Tzadik Zit told me that it doesn't make any sense, but still, since the minute is that we're machmas, I'm still going to be machmas. So whether it be yes, come on or no. Then you're going to be machmas. So the Ramok was there. The Ramok was there, Allah al-Maisir. The Ramok was there, Allah al-Maisir, you're there. The Yemen Dukh al-Tiba. That when a woman comes back from the mikveh, she should be machmir, not to take a bath or a shower the same day until Shki of the next night. What does the chumra mean? Like he said, the chumra means that the rabbanon. Remember the first parak in Shabbos explains what the chumra was. What was it all about? Because it used to be filthy. What was the mikveh when it rained? So there was a puddle of water in the middle of the sea. Isn't that fancy mikveh like we have with tile floors and towels and such? And then water was dirty in the mikveh. So the person who would be coming would be terrible of anyone who was coming. Men, women, children, anyway. They would be terrible in the mikveh, and then they would be filthy from the water. So they would wash off later on in a clean shower. They had clean showers. But the clean showers was all my shoe, remember? So the people had this notion, they had the idea in their head that a mikveh is for the purpose of purification. It cleans you off. And the thing that cleans you off is not the dirty water in the mikveh. That's in the shower later on. So then the people started to neglect the mikveh and just wash off in the shower a bit, like a lot of people in America thought for many years. People were held, you have to observe Tarek HaMishpacha. Now they don't hold the cloth. But 50 years ago, people thought you have to observe Tarek HaMishpacha. So they just shifted it over. Tarek HaMishpacha, you clean yourself off and that's enough. So the Tanoim were saying that even those people who will observe, they were going to mikveh, if they'll allow them to bathe with a shower or a bath after the sin of the mikveh, they'll think, and then this will lead them to neglect the sin of the mikveh. So they made a chumra rabbanon, then a hapa kukum faket. That if you bathe, if you wash off in mayim shuvim, that'll make you tummy. So the ruach was a day of shayim. If an adam told her, I went to mikveh last week and I take a bath today, that would have been tummy in the Kabbalah book. If I just went to mikveh today, and right after the mikveh, I take a bath or a shower, that'll undo the tefillah and the mikveh and the lemachreya. That'll be okay the mikveh and the lemachreya. So that's like the person, that the woman was a leader and she went to mikveh, and then she has right after on the same day, she'll have a bath or a shower, that'll undo the tefillah, that'll be okay the tefillah and the lemachreya. So that's the chumah that the Ramah quotes, that's the last time on Hilchot Tzur. Quotes his chumah from Yozaru. Quotes the name of Yozaru, that the women should be machmir not to take a shower until, not only that night, until the next night if. Those are not the Ramos. Ramos Feinstein has in his paper that a lot of the women didn't, who observed the Ramos didn't realize that it means up until tomorrow night. Yeah. Not just tonight, it means up until tomorrow night. They shouldn't take a bath or a shower with my shoes. They don't observe the Ramos. Most of the Shoah Mahal, that doesn't make any sense. But those who are observing this Chumash Ramos, the Chumash. The Ramos Lupa Bali, those who observe it should know that they should observe it until the next day. Yeah. No. You can wash off parts of the body. Wash off separate parts of the body. But not to be brought to the room, but for mine, you can do the mind shoe. No, I don't think anybody's mocking it so far. It's just the chumra v'hatzis. I don't think that he has. The mice is as mad as that. I don't think so. Those Balei HaFeshes are held as men's business. They didn't invent it. They meant that it's possible to see another the Siddur Akona. It's possible to see when you have to do the two over again. That's what I want you to point out. Whenever a person goes to Nikvis, when he gets the Tumah of the country, you need Harif Shemesh. What does that mean? That even though the Tahara was Kal already, but that to a certain extent, the Tahara is still incomplete until the Seisha Kachamna of the next night. So up until that time, it's possible to be Mevatel the Tzila Mila Mafreya, the Rabbana. If a woman were hesitant, the woman goes to meet for 5 minutes before the Shkia, now let it go by yourself. So if once in a long while be such a happy to go before the Shkia, so if a woman go before the Shkia, so the Chumah would only apply until they said to her. Well, guess there's a conflict. You can't talk to a middle of my friend. You can't be working with my friend's people. It's Kalagame. But I ask normally the women go to Mikvah Balayla, so those who observe the Kuni should observe it till the next day, that's all. Of the next day. Absolutely not. Right, right. That's exactly why he holds it. The whole thing is a big homer. The word Bali Atheists were held like that. They obviously held it. Not so. Not like the moment right. Not like all these Rishonim HaKam, they held that the Gisa Gisela Vaila is a function of the Tumah. So since the Tumah can be undone, the Lama Freya, the Rabbanan, so the Gisa will be restored. The Chumah. Yeah. The Yosameach Al Rambam, he has a whole attack against this Chumah Saddam Lo, he doesn't like it. But Rachel Maitri doesn't say not to observe it, he just explains why Al-Pijin is not a Gal, why it's only a Chumah. The Rachamot said, this Amoira was taking a bath in the bathhouse, Dei Masusa. He tells his Gabbai, go get me a bucket with Tisha Kabbis. You have one bucket, it's a Chabadik with Tisha Kabbis. You have to do with three buckets, it has to be a maximum of three, and you have to start pouring the second before the first, to finish fine. This is get me Tisha Kabbis, pour it on me. Shadi Ilavoy, pour it on me because I'm a Balkarian, I want to learn, I want to daven. Amalei, Rekhiya Barabe. So one of the Talmidim in the desk, they said, Lama Lel Makuliha, why do you need a bucket with fish comes to pour? You're sitting in a bathtub. Your body is submerged on the water. You don't need he didn't have a bathtub that he could submerge himself. He didn't have a big jacuzzi that he can go under. He didn't have a swimming pool. In a bucket. He says, you have to back on it. Bhagavan and I were sitting in a bucket of water that was big enough for the majority of his body. So he said, you have the fish come. What more do you need? You have fish come. So he says, no, the halacha is. So he says, well, you have to be Javayu. Longer than Michael the Yai, what do you need to be much? We have to go for Tishakam. Well, Hayas is a job you sitting in Tishakam that's covering the majority of your body. Although Hagu, Amalei, the Rabzera answers this Talmud. Kiagoyim, so there were two Takonis. The din is either the Balkari is table in the Mitzvah of Abayim. So only four Tishakam things. It's just like I have one, so there's a Ketayim. Abayim, so this is the Lord in the Sina. You have to doubt to be table in it. If they're going to pour Abayim, so I knew that's not acceptable. You need to be in the Mitzvah of Abayim, so after Shabbat, and it's Pung Fakir, if Takonis was, doubt in this one, doubt in the Sina, will let you. If you're sitting in a bucket that has a Tishakam, that's not acceptable. You have to doubt to pour the Tishakam in it.
That's what he's
discussing
and learning to care in the
mikvah.
That's
what's
supposed to learn. So the people
learn
in the
mikvah. If it's clean water, we'll see the mishnah. Okay, the next mishnah is going to discuss when is a person permitted to talk and learn. Okay. And the Beit HaMerkaz, though, you're not allowed to talk and learn. Beit Masusa, when is that permitted to talk and learn? Even if everybody is there. And the Beit HaMerkaz, you're not permitted to. Because it's a mokum nezuham. And the danger of the Tanur, they must do so as a bathhouse. Well, it was full of Zuham. What? Yeah. Some of this is the middle room. He's in the bathhouse. Some of this is the middle room. Some of the conversation took place later.
And they took care while he was in the bathhouse.
Yeah, he just says, bring the offering that you're allowed to say. The whole explanation is the spiritual service. Some of that was later. Right.
A what?
Right. No. An outdoor pool, that has a blind saw. Mm-hmm. That has a blind saw. That would be good, even though it's line shaven. Gemara says on our day, so we don't hold like Rafiz Ravada Barahava. That they hold that line shaven is no good for Balkar. We know line shaven is good. So Shannon, Gemara, what about if the men saw it in a bathtub, in a cleat? Whether that's good. So that's a Machorji Samurai on our day. That's a much greater school. Nachman Tikkun Chatzav Bas Tisha Kam. And Nachman lived in Babel, he was in Amir, so he made it that they were still observing the Takanas Ezra that time. Rather than most people don't observe Takanas Ezra at all. But with Maron Nachman, some of the Amorim still observing. So the Shaila was, how much is Tisha Kam? You have to measure. The Kabin now function, how much Nachman Allah Kabin, what did we say last week? 24 looking at a little bit of six statements. Every Kabin is 24 basis, 2008. Four Lugin. Okay. They're not going to have the manufacturer flee. He just said a flee that was
not skeleton.
There was nine bookings. Did everybody know that there was nine fish accounts? That was the right year.
Yeah.
Yotzer Rabbini, when Rabbini came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, so he said Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda Glustera, that was not the same as Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lodi, the same as Rabbi Yehuda's son. No Katana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Glustera, Omar, both Rabbi Akiva and another son said, Loshan Alevavach, Rabbi Levion said, this halacha that is a person is about care, meaning wants to learn, wants to daven, we are mako, that he doesn't have to be chosen in the midst of men's soul. If they put the shekatan on him, on his unrobed group of sufficient, that's only if you have a tithe to distribute. That's only number one if he has the status of a chayla. He's not feeling well. Not some on his side yom means that he has the status of a chayla. And number two, if we also means that he didn't have tashmish. There's two ways the way a person can become a balkar. One is by having tashmish. One is he came a balkar, we also. So if you have a tithe to distribute, number one, he's sick. He's a sick man, a chayla. He's not a healthy person. And number two, he didn't have tashmish. He just became a balkar, the yom side. So then you make a... If you have tashmish and tzibus, then you make up that petition covenant to him. However, Abba, l'chayla ha-margil, but if he had tashmish, even if he's a chayla, we would still insist that I'm going to saw. So if the only time you make up a petition covenant to a chayla, then I'm sorry, that's a rare hechatimsa. A rare hechatimsa. When he's a chayla, he comes about character. So what do you need the whole takana of Rav Nachman that he picked the kli, he has the manufacturer kli that has exactly this year. A petition covenant for us, a rare thing. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, it's the chassid of Rav Nachman. The whole takon of the Rav Nachman had to manufacture a barrel that was exactly the right shear. A fish of cabin. So the barrel of Rav Nachman just cracked. What does he mean? Amalitza. He means that he's not useful anymore. So Amar Rav
Yosef,
he's not going to get any customers to buy his barrel. They're not going to be interested in knowing what the shear fish cabin is. So Amar Rav Yosef, 99% of the people, no one is interested. No one is a chayla leon. That's when Rabbini came. Rabbini came and he said from Eretz Yisrael, he said a tradition name of Akiva and Nachatan of Yehuda Glustera. The whole discussion of Glustera means a doorknob, no? Because Glustera means a knob. In the days of the Tanan, he used to have keys with knobs, with big knobs. I don't know. I thought this time Rabbi Glustera probably has an opinion there that Gabi Hilfus Mukta. The Sanoim have a whole lot of questions in the perception when these keys are Mukta, when they're not Mukta. There is an end. There is an end. And the Shabbat they identify, it's a Tana whose opinion is hardly ever quoted on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they identify, he's the Tana of Rabbi Glustera. He's the one who had a sheet about the Glustera.
I'm guessing.
So this where Rabbini came, Mary said, Achumer. That the only time Tisha Kav works is a Chayla Yom Tov, so it's hardly ever comes up. But then a year later, he also Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he had a whole different version of what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Omar, he said, Rabusha is a city in Eretz Yisrael. Rabusha is one of the 10 cities where the Beis Hamikdash went in Golis. We know it's at the end of Rosh Hashanah. Keneged Es HaGolis, the Golis of Shechina, there were 10 Golis of Golis of Sanhedrin. So one of the cities is that they went to this city, one of their cities where the Beis Hamikdash was in Usha, made a lot of tachanas in Usha. So that's one pshat. Usha is the name of the city. But Usha, Haviyud, that once upon a time there was a mice in the city Usha, the Kila de Raboshia on the porch of Raboshia. Also the Shoal of the Rabashi, they had a Shaila, what's the sin? A person is a Falkari, wants to know if the fish is having good enough, or you have to be Masadaki to be fed on the Nikki. So they came and they asked Rabashi. Rabashi was, should be Rebiyasi, not Rabashi. Basically says, Rav Ami, there were four people, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi. So Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi both had smicha. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. They were talmidim of Rav Yechanan. Rav Ami, Rav Asi were contemporaries, they lived in Babylon. Four different people. So this is from Eretz Yisrael, so it should say Rebbe Ami. They're not going to ask the Shaila to the Chacham in Babylon. They're not going to send the Shaila to the Babylon. So they asked Rebbe Asi, so he said, Amalu, Rosh HaRalach, Ala Magil. What? The only time you need men's soy, Kaila Mago, Abba Kaila, Le Onsoy. When do you make a Lapisha Kabin? Kaila Mago means a Kaila, but he has Hashish. And then you are Mako. Not like the first Madama, only Kaila Le Onsoy. So that's a common shine already. A person doesn't, he's a Kaila, but he has Hashish. But then you need to shake up. Now, because you're going to talk to the Kuma, I'm not yet made a comment. Oh, so Rav Nachman's manufacturer is back in business. He was manufacturing these Kalim That works. You fuck it. That exactly. The Shukavin is going to get a lot of customers now. The Chayla Hamagru will buy it. I don't know how much this is coming. It's Dami Chasid Rav Nachman. The barrel of Rav Nachman that was broken in little pieces, figuratively speaking before, now just is glued together and it's useful again. That it is Majeh. That's the way we have the gear. So the Usha Havyuk and the city Usha, the Shai came up on the porch of Rav Oshiyon. He came and he asked the Shai to Rav Ashi and he gave his son. And right here inside, and I'm going to also have a different gear. So not Usha, not that it happened in the city Usha, but the word is the Isha. The Isha means Achayla. The Isha means what? Ish. Ish means bad. The person wasn't feeling well. The Isha. The Isha means the Isha. Then you have to cross out the word Uvda. If you have Usha, Usha's name in the city, they say Usha Aviyuvda. Once upon a time, there was a shah that came up in the city Usha, on the porch of Rav Oshiyah, was discussed, and Rav Ashi gave this stuff. If you have the gear of the Isha, they say, did Isha have the killer of Rav Oshiyah? There was a sick man who came on the porch of Rav Oshiyah, he wanted to daven or to learn, and he asked, what's the din? So they would make up for him that a chayla hamargil, he should come to. Okay. What's the machlokes on Maroi? When is Tisha Kavan acceptable? Said the Gemara, the whole thing is a pella. This is called Amaroi Vitanoi. Did the Ezra come as written? We're working over here in Takanas Ezra. Ezra made 10 Takanas, just to Gemara Babakan on that same day. The one of the answers to Takanas of Ezra was that a Balkari is not permitted to daven, not permitted to learn, and they should go to the mikveh. And then sometimes we say that you don't even need to shoot in the mikveh, we're mako, that if you thought Tisha Kavan is good enough, so why don't we find a Sechmaisi Mechol Yai? There are people who are about carrying, half of the people in the world are about carrying any given day. So what did they do yesterday? What did they do last week? What have they been doing for the last century? With the Takana Zechra, all of a sudden Ashana came up in the days of Rav Oshiyah. What did they do for so many years? Correct this. The Nazli, let's take a look. Nazli, the whole, all the Tanaim, and the all the Amorim, all the Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yudhus, 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 What's the meaning? What's the meaning of it? What do they do? The Nazi has a hechetik, and let's find out. What was the Takana Sezra? The Tzitzis explains, well, why don't you ask that in Ganshat? Yeah. Whenever you have a Makhlech about anything, why don't you find out, well, what did we do last week? The Tzitzis says, but this is such a common thing. The Tzitzis Makhlech are in Ganesh. So what did we do yesterday? The Gemara has later on, the Gemara asks like this. Here's the Bach points out. And Bach Lama Gimel, the Gemara asks about Havdolah, when you say Havdolah B'tzil, Havdolah Allah Kosh, well, what did you do last Shabbat? Whatever you did last Mitzvah Shabbat, that's what you did last Mitzvah Shabbat, most of the Shabbat. Then it's Amtsu Takapella. That's what the Achrenim is. Achrenim is. How could it be a Machlegez Rabbi Natan and Rashi? But what to say about Parshi is, why don't you take a look? Yes, at least that's not so hard because the people didn't open up the tefillin every day. You know what's in your tefillin. You don't know. The Shaita knows. Only the Shaita knows the truth. The Rabbans don't know. It's all thrown up. We don't know what it is. But so this is a tell all. Like the Rishonim asked you about Tia Shaita. I'm not like this one. It's true or Shvarim every year. They all remember from last year what they did. So that's what bothered Rav Haigron. But if he's not there from one year to the next, maybe you could get it. Yes, from one year to the next. But this is not a shepherd day. What's shocked that they didn't remember what they did yesterday? That's the one time. Yeah. That's what the Rav Haigron is bothered with. Right, so Rav Haigron gives the same answer that not all of the Rishonim, many Rishonim disagree with. Rav Haigron claims that all of the Shuas are acceptable. Shua is good, and Shvarim Shua is good, and Shvarim is good, just that the Balabatim misunderstood. Balabatim thought that we're the only ones in the world who are Yaitse, and the others are not Yaitse. They thought that we're the only ones who are Yaitse, and the others are not Yaitse. So in order to have everybody think well of everybody else, no one should be Choshi Dikshem that they're the only ones who are Yaitse. So Rabbi Abbo, the city Kisri, the Gemara says, Zitzkin Rabbi Abbo, the Kisri, that they should blow all the versions, that everybody should know that everybody was yes. No one should be chayshu that the others weren't yes. That's how Rabbi Abbo says. Chayshu is another Rishon say it's not true. They say they learn partially the Gemara keeps true, but there's a real fake in the Bina, whether this is the correct Shua, that's the correct Shua. That's the correct Shua. That's what Zakat tell them. That's what Zakat tell them. That's how can it be? I'm not close. They didn't remember what they did last year. Anyway, here the Gemara asks, they didn't remember what they do yesterday. What Shaykh Machlekes Tanoim Amaroi? The Nazi, let's take a look. Ezra had a tikkun. What exactly did Ezra and Takkun? He's obviously going, I'm not buying, no. The story's like this. Ezra tikkun the Bari Amargil Mem. So Ezra made a takkun. It has two-part takkun. He didn't spell out all the four cases. There are four hechetins. There's a Bari, a healthy person, who had Tashmish. And then the Bari became a Balkari without having Tashmish. He had a Marakari, had a Rivkari. And then there's a chayla who had tashmish, and then there's a chayla who became a baker without having had tashmish. So there are four cases. So everyone who spelled out two out of the four cases. And he never said anything about the other two. Amar Abaye, Ezra, Tikkun Bari, Amar, the list of certain is healthy, and he had tashmish, that's the real Takana says in Emso. And then he made another Takana Bari, the Emso, he's a healthy person, and he became a Bakari, then Ezra's Takana was that you don't need them, so you don't need to see the mikveh, it's sufficient with Tishikam. And then the Amaroyim, the later, many generations, they never made any Takana Sakhail at all. Sakhail doesn't need either. As far as Ezra's concerned, Sakhail doesn't need either Tzivah and Mikveh, nor Tishikat. You also Amaroi, you're thinking, the late Amaroi, not a Machlokes, what should we do regarding Choyle? If Ezra never said anything, how should we treat it? Upligi the Choyle. They had a Machlokes, how to treat a Choyle. My son, the one, Amaroi, how? There was a Machlokes, someone on the other, apparently. The one held Choyle, Amagil, Kibari, Amagil, Choyle, the other, Kibari, the other. The same thing, Choyle should be treated the same as a Bari. That if he had Tashmish, then you need Tzivah and Mikveh and so. If it became a Balkari, he didn't have Tashmish, then it's enough for Tishikam. Well, myself and the other opinion in Amaran was no. Choyla Margil, Yomegil, that it's enough for Tishikam, like a Bar Liyonso. Everything goes on one Madrega. Choyla Liyonso, if you have Tashmish and Tishikusa, then you don't need anything. What's the rule? You leave it on the Dindera. That's how Abayi patches up. So what does Abayi say? That Ezra Sakana already included two parts. Ezra Sakana included that sometimes the Balkari needs to be with a mikveh, sometimes Tishikam is enough. So Rava doesn't agree, doesn't go along with Abayi's shot, that Ezra had already made a Sakana with two parts, Tishikam and Tzim and a mikveh. The Itayin is it doesn't say so on the Bryce and Baba Kama. So the Bryce and Baba Kama, that Tadeh lists off the Ezra Sakana. So Ezra, it just says, Ezra Tikkun, oh my Rav, and he did Tikkun Ezra Tzila. That is correct, that Ezra made a Takkan about Kerry has to be told in a mikveh. But when you see the Tikkun, you can't say that it is Mishakin. Part of the Takkan was that if you put Tishikaman on him, that that should be good. Well, oh my ma, the notion of the Bryce is, Ezra Tikkun Tzila about Kerry. He only says Tzila, doesn't say Mishina, no, El Amarav. The Rav reworks it. He doesn't like the way Abba attached to it. He says, no, Ezra Takkan only was one of the four cases. If you have a Bari, a healthy person who's not a chayla, and he had tashmish, and maybe became a balkari. That was only the matter of hasina, tikshu alisha. Our tikshu alisha don't have tashmish. The Rav Shalom didn't say anything. The name of the Shalom of the Din would be the same that a balkari is also to participate in the hasina, who was denied. But the original maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was our tikshu alisha. They should have tashmish in advance of maimer hasina. So that was Ezra's takana, dumi, the maimer hasina, Ezra tikkun tzivah, the bari hamargo memsur. That's all. He never made any other takana. And then in later days, they added on the Otter Rabbanon, the later Chacham, the Iskim, the Bari Leonso, the Ishakabin, the later Tanoim, and some later Dor made this Takon of the Tishikam. And the later days, they had the Machlokes, how should you treat the Choyla? So should you say Choyla is exactly the same as the Bari? Should you say no? Every Choyla, the two categories of the Choyla, each one is one Madrego Lokal, lower than the Bari. The Rosh Amorai, the later there is the commission to give the Chayla, how should you treat it? Masa v'chayla, amag v'kibari, amag v'chon v'yon, to kibari v'yon, so everything is the same. Doesn't make a difference, Chayla v'bari. Umayasav, the other Marahazna, everything is one Madrega Loa. Masa what? V'bari, amag v'chon v'yon, to kibari v'yon, to kibari v'yon, to tishikab. V'chon v'yon, to pasen v'klu. Omar Rabba, how should you talk to him? Like, neither sheet. The Rabba comes up in a new compromise. It's a neither sheet. Omar Rabba, Hilkasa, the din should be, this man that you're observing, Takana says, the din should be. You're going to say later, relationship to Takana says, we don't hold the whole Takana says. Right before the Mishnah. The whole thing is not knowing anymore. But this is still, this man that is still knowing. He'll say is, Bari Hamagil, the Choyla Hamagil is Mansur. So it sounds like Bari, Choyla equals Bari. He says, no. Well, Bari Leonso, Bari Leonso is the Shekabin, Ava Choyla Leonso, Pasamiklum. It's not that a bari is always one madrega lower than a bari, and not that it's equal to a chayla, sometimes equal, sometimes low. If he became a balkar, if he had tashmish, chayla margo, same as bari on margo. That was the original sakana, picture alisha. Then you need our point, a real feel of the mix. And if it's liyonsa, then we say it's one madrega low. The bari liyonsa is tishikam, the bari liyonsa is possible. Son of Rabbanon says in the Tosefta, more details about the Takana says. Bob Kerry. This is against Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiri. This is at the Kufa that they weren't also convinced. The Torah finally says, no, Gamakani, Pasav, the Minigolim finally has arrived at the realization that we don't observe such kind of things at all. No, the Ulubi was an ongoing Makhalek Zerah, Buddha Ben Mishteira held that you don't have to observe it all, and the other Tanan held that he does. The Rokha Tanan held against Rabbi Ben Mishteira, you should observe that kind of thing. And he was the only one that held that, so it took quite a few generations until his opinion prevailed. There were no Dalma prevailed, that they don't observe this Kila of Tanan Tezeru. So they wrote all these Tanan, and I'm right, yes, Rabbi Ben Mishteira, they're all giving Pratim and Pratim within the Tanan Tezeru, they're still observing it. Tana Rabbanan, the Tesefti gives more detail, Balkarish and Osnol of Tishakab and Mayim, Tohar. In accordance with what we just learned, if it's Yonsai, Chayla, Bari, whatever it is, whatever you make on Tishakab is good. Then the Bryce says, just a minute, Amed Bar Mamurim, the Takana Tezre, that Balkari is not allowed to learn, not allowed to daven, has two parts, not allowed to learn, not allowed to daven for himself, not allowed to give a shear, not allowed to daven for an omnid, that's Mokhom. Why? He had before. Now, the Lamed Lachet, if you're learning out from Manahat, you're going to tie them with the Barnecho. The original Pasuk that everything you say on was the Mesira Tatar. Mesira Tatar from one door to the next. You give also from one person to the other. And davening also, the Gemara is going to make a Tushba. I can explain davening for yourself as opposed to davening, davening to the Moitid and Sibur, or let's say, saying the Haggadah to the Moitid everybody with Shemad Kainis, saying the Brother to the Moitid everybody with Kish. The Kiddush and Abdullah. So if you want to be right to somebody else, that's the Chinam like Reitaita and Levanecho and Lima Lacher to transmit to others. Even though we have Kuvas, that sometimes we'll make on a Tisha Kabin, that's only if he's learning from himself and from the Yasmo, to learn for yourself with the Dham for yourself. Abdullah Cherim, but the Dham for an Omid, or to give a Shir for others, are going, so then the Sakana says there's no Chomer, and there's no Kuvas of Tisha Kabin. Okay. That's one opinion. And the other time I'm all Gaslet, this is one time. The other time I disagree, even Lachem also, you have the cool of the Dishkat. Of you, the Mem so on the Kol Makoyim. What does that mean? The simple reading of the Gemara. Simple reading sounds like he's Machner. Even the Yashmah, the word you say doesn't mean that though. Abiyud is very Makel, very, very, very Makel. He's more Makel than Tzak. I'm going to get to it, the Gemara's going to explain. So what is that, what does the line mean? So the Gemara has a Machloit Yisamaroi. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi were contemporaries. So it was common for them to have a machlokes. So they had a machlokes over here regarding a certain point, and it's unclear to us, the later generation, who said which way. We just saw a machlokes of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi were also contemporaries, and they also, Rabbi Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, next door of Amaroi. Yes, they also Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. So they had also a machlokes and a certain detail here. So the Gemara says, Chaj, what does the Gemara say? Chad mehayzuga mechad mehayzuga. Oh, no, excuse me, I said it over wrong. Either Rabbi Yechanan or Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one of these two who were contemporaries, we forgot already which one of them had a machlokes with one of the other group, we forgot which one of the other group. Chad mehayzuga mechad mehayzuga. Rabbi Yechanan and Shua ben Levi can confuse because they were friendly with each other, they were contemporaries, they were about to look this. And Rabbi Yechanan, that was the next door of Amaroi. So it was one from that group and one from that group had a machlokes. Chad mehazubra, chad mehazubra, areisha, had a machlokes regarding the first line in the braisim. That what chad omar, one of them said, the kids, there's machlokes number one. Chad omar, one of them said the following. Oh, the amrit, amed omar, miliyat, ma vlachem, and so, when you say that there's a difference, if you want to give a shir in public, or you want a dam for an amid, then we machbid, and then so, loy shan away, a little fellow, amargil, if he has tashmish. But if he just became a Balkari, then you don't have to observe this chumrah. That if you're the Balfila, or if you're giving a shir in public, then you're more machmir. But he's item of the lanecha when you're transmitting the Torah is giving a divrei tefila for others, a bracha for others, then you can be making an addition. Oh, no, it's not correct. Call Acher, I feel chayil yonso. I think in answer. The other one held up. But this Tana says in the Tosefta that l'nami Torah l'achem on the hot techem dechevotim, you always need a tefila in the mikveh, even if you have the tzitzit of the tibusa. Even if he's a chayil, and it was yonso. He became a Balkari, he didn't have tashmish. So that was one machlokes. Okay. There was one machlokes on the first line in the Braisa. How far do you have to go with this chumah that lacherim you always need them? And then there was another machlokes. We're not sure which Amar had a machlokes with which. The Chad Mehayzug, the Chad Mehayzug, one of the first two of the group of the Zuga means a pair of people. So one of the first pair had a machlokes with one of the second pair. You're not going to mix up Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Elazar, because this Rabbi is a Talmud, so that we would have remembered what it was. The Rabbi Mishum Levi, they were contemporaries, the same daughter of Amram, practically the same age, and we don't remember which of them had a machleik, but which of the younger Talmud HaChamim of the next group. They had a machleik regarding the Sefer. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? Rabbi Yehuda is not the big machner here. Rabbi Yehuda is a very big makeover. Rabbi Yehuda says, Abron Shom, the Komakom, it doesn't mean you always insist on Abron Shom. He says, when the Aloha requires them, so you can make a lot of Memsor. You come and come, as long as you have Memsor, you know. Yeah, so they had a Machloikis, what does it mean? Our Seika had a Machloikis, not Rabbi Yehuda. Chadam, one said, how come Rabbi Yehuda Memsor, you come and come, he's make a lot of Memsor. The Memsor can be any kind of water, it's not going to mean the same in Shubim. I was a cable boy, but you cannot be terrible and Memsor in the bathtub. No deal in the clean. The Chadam, in other words, the stool of Tzvi, is much more humble than the tzul of Ein Tzvila of Maim Shuvim. Many Rishonim hold that Maim Shuvim is only possible with Tzvila and the Rabbanan. The Mechabit says like that. Machlech and Mechabit and Amor. Machlech is the reason of Abinita. And for the Bad Spirit, Amor is a Bayis. Machlech is a Rishonim. And if Machlech and Mechabit and Amor had a fact, Mechabit fact is that Tzvila of the Maim Shuvim, even if the Homik Tzvila is only the Rabbanan, and Amor is Machlech, that Jim Alukim is only the Rabbanan. But if Rufo Shov, a Kuro Shov, that's a Tzvila of the Maim Shuvim. For sure it's a Tzvila of the Maim Shuvim. But that's clear, Tzvila Kli is more calmer than Tzvila the Shavuot. The Chad Amar, one of the Amoran said, when Rabbi Yehuda said, you can be terrible the mind, the Koma Kom, Mem Shom, the Koma Kom, you've been meant to be Mekel on Mayim Shuvim, but you cannot be terrible Tzvila Sezra, and in terrible Tzvila Kli, the Kli is not Mamish Nat, it's not a mix at all. The Chad Amar, the other Amar disagreed, I feel the Kelim Nami. But when Rabbi Yehuda says, the Mem Shom, the Koma Kom, then you can even be terrible with the Mem Shom, and the Kli. He's not going to be Shlem, the Mamish Nat, the Kelim, the Mamish Nat, the Mem Shom, the Koma. The Kama Kama means everything goes. You don't have them, so everything goes, even in the Kli. Other than the Yom of the Karka and the Kelim Lord, but if you hold that it has to be Zavka, Gabi Karka, so what was he make of about? What did he mean from the Kama? What did he mean from the Kama? No, he's make on Shubim. He's make on Shubim, that's what he meant to say, the Kama Kama. And Kelim Lord, Lashu, he's not going to Lashu, he's not Shubim. So again, did you know that Mayim Shubim is only at school to Rabbana like the Mechabit Tazim? And then Tzvila B'Kelim is a Tzvila B'Raisa. So we understand why there's one Amor who makes a distinction. Yeah. But according to the Ramo, the Ramo says, I'm not giving up the Tzvila. The Mishnah is having me twice. If any Tzvila called the whole Mayim Shuvim, you make up because Shuvim is only the Rabbanan. And you say, Tzvila the Rabbanan L'Kula. In fact, in the first man of Mishnah, it says more than Tzvila the Rabbanan L'Kula. The Mishnah right now on Mishnah is in the Kula, and it's been recognized like that. And a few places that Tzvila Shuvim is L'Kula is much more inclusive. And take it up on the Kula. And it's not the culture when you go to the Kula in my shoes. But that's only if the whole deal shoes is on the Rabba. But if you hold that Kula shop is their right, then you don't have any of these Kula. So how to take it their right? So the Shana is if you hold like the Ramo, the Tzaka Ramo, the Kula shop is their right. The Hakam Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel. How do you interpret like the Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel on Shum, is not Mekel on Caleb? They're both at school their right. So why should you be Mekel on one on the other? The sum of the pashtus is that there's still a big difference. Mayim Shuvim, you have a mitzvah, but it's a possible mitzvah. If you have Tzvila B'Kli, the thing is not called a mitzvah at all. It's not called a mitzvah at all. By definition, a mitzvah has to be mechuvah l'karka. Let's say the Rambam quotes from the Gemara Chagiga. Let's say the ocean, sometimes the waves of the ocean fly up in the air, and then they land on the ground. So the Gemara discusses, can you be terrible with the kippah? Is it Tzvila B'Kli? The moment they stop breathing. It can't be terrible in water that's moving, but the Gemara says, when is there a din that does not see, but does not make a din the right, it can't be terrible in water. Because the word mikveh, by definition, means the cause of the pattern. Mikveh, am I for a yam, means that it's stationary, it has to be the eshborin. Eshborin means a shever, a crack in the ground. The water has to be stagnant, stationary water is going to be. So what is that, that Tzvila has to adopt the eshborin and the shever and a crack in the ground? That's only if it's made yishomim. But if it's made by yonet, if it's from underground sources, then the din is that it is massages us. Let's say the ocean, robe of the water, less than 50% of the water comes from rain and snow. But the majority of the water in the ocean, that's what the Gemara assumes, and the Shnai assumes the majority of the water in the ocean is robe of the rain. The majority is from underground sources. You can be terrible in all the rivers which flow from the ocean, even though they really keep on flowing, because that's halacha, that's mayon is matayer this ocean. But the Gemara says there in Chagiga, in the end of the third in Chagiga, what happens if the ocean is flowing is good? That's if it's flowing on the ground. What if it flies in the air and then it lands on the ground? It's a big wave. Flies in the air, then it lands on the ground, the wave, and it knocks me over and it covers my whole body from head to toe. It's good if it has Nemso, but that's only if it lands on the ground and it's rolling. And the Buddhist disciples is also in flight. So what if it's still in the air? Let's say I hold up a kli. I hold up a kli, and then the water is flying in the air, and it covers the whole kli, inside, outside, nice, the floor covers the whole thing. Or let's say a person sees, a person lives on a fifth floor in a hotel right next to the ocean or something, and sees that a wave is going to fly up in the air, so he jumps down, and I just jumping down in his bathing suit, the water from this big wave covers his whole body around there. And then the Gemara says that it's absolutely very
simple.
So there's no hadith. So the Gemara says, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you can't be talking about a kippa while flying in the air, by definition.
That's
what it means. This is worse. This is worse. This man is God, this is God. This is certainly absolutely no good man out there. A mixer by the, a mixer Adamaya. There's no tefillah ba'av here. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. A mikvah and a mayan has to be agavi karka. It's not agavi karka by definition. It's not called a mikvah. It's not called a mayan. It's nothing. Do you understand what the Gemara means? Even if you hold, like there are more, that the psul of mayan shirim is also psul there, right? You have a mikvah, but it's a possible mikvah. But if you have, let's say, vila bikli, bikli means it's not even mechuba the karka. Bikli means that it's not mechuba the karka. So that's like vila in the kitten, while that's flying in the avir. That's not nothing. It does not ashamed the tefillah. That's the thing. We were in Achrayim, like in Achrayim, Allah Almighty, for the purpose of tefillah tezra, for takana tezra, Allah Almighty, we pass through that it's mutant to daven into lunch. Those who want to be medakic in takana tezra, what about zeichlin? What if you have a mikvah that zeichlin? And Rabbi Yudhis says, I'm going to tell me, call upon everything goes, but it's not exactly everything goes, like Mark says. This man, the chadomah. This man, the chadomah says, shuvim is good, and tefillah the kli is no good. Why? Because physically it doesn't have a shame mix at all. There's no mikvah if it's not a mikvah of Araka. It's a children of Chachi. You have a mikvah, it's a possible mikvah. That's the shayla. What's the story of the Zaychlin? If you have a mikvah that's Zaychlin, not a mayor. If you have a mayor, Zaychlin is good. If you have a mayor, that Zaychlin is good. That's very close to me. But if you have a mikvah that's Zaychlin, would you say, you have a mikvah, but it's possible? Or you say, no, by definition, the word mikveh means cover the time, which means still stagnant. Mikveh. Mikveh amayim, the gathered waters that are standing still. Mikveh amayim, bar yamish. Maybe if you have a mikveh that's called Zerlin, that it's flowing, it doesn't have a shame mikveh at all, and it's doing it the feel of the clay. But it mamish lacks the whole shame mikveh. So this is not like Sachem, Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah,
a lot of fools are there. A lot of fools are
there.
That's the shadow. If you keep on flowing, then it's judgment. So that's the machlokes. Whether a pool would be acceptable to steal a takana tezra. The steal a tasha is not good for the sugar. Whether the shadow is a takana tezra, would it be good? That's the machlokes. Pardon? The Gemara in Baba Basra, in Terek HaMelech HaTabayis, that's what a big place to shout the Machloek is doing in the Rabbein Tam. So the Gemara says there that even though it's Mechuba Lekarka and should be Dina Kekarka, we're still in Machmer on it. And I said it should be good, but we're still in Machmer, since they had a shame for me to publish. The Gemara makes a chilek, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah which was, it's in Chakoko, the Shkav Kuvol, or a kvod of self kakoka. If I took a piece of wood or a piece of a big stone and I attached it to the ground, and after attaching it to the ground, then I cropped it out, I hollowed it out, I made it clean out of it. So since it was mechuba l'karka first, before I made it seriously, but then the fact that it now has a base kibbutz does not endow for the shenzi. It's like mechuba l'karka, how can it be called a kli? But if it's first kakoka, it's going to be so correct. First I made it into a kli. And has a shame cleat that's over. It has a shame cleat. Then I attach it, so even though I'm an outsider, once you attach it, it should become called a shame cleat. Because anything by definition, anything that's mechuba l'karka is not called a cleat. Nonetheless, the Gemara says they were machmir mid rabbanon to continue to treat it like a cleat. That's not called a base kibbutz. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't know, it has a hole on it, you can put a plug in there.
Oh.
If you have a pot with a hole in the bottom and it can't be used, the bathtub can be used with a hole in the bottom. Yeah, that's if it's not the normal way to use it like that. But if the normal way is to use a bathtub with a hole in the bottom because you put a plug there, then maybe that's a hadogah to shape it. I think the horse should have it. Yeah, go work on it. There's a shayla that how far do you go with the chumrah? Which chumrah is the rabbanon applying to takana says in the moshe? Let's say Anne is a balkari, he has to go mikveh. He has to go to mikveh in order to daven takana says. So he has chatzitzis on his body. So he has to remove all the chatzitzis. How much of a chatzitzis can he have already? And I tell you, the Gemara says in Yom Ha'am that I'm not my that it's only chatzitzis. My sukkah, my hair, it's only chatzitzis. And I tell you, it's rubai umakti. That the majority of the body is covered over with oil or grease at there. And you know, I'm not sure, okay, that we can say, Max is to remove it. If he has it, he's a surgeon, he keeps on writing, he's a writer, he has ink on his fingers, he's a butcher, and he has a dam on his fingers, and he always, whatever, a doctor, a mother, he has dam on his fingers, he always goes like that. A painter, he always has paint on his body, and he's not going to bother even if he goes to a hospital, it's not going to be a he's not going to take off the paint, because tomorrow he's going to have paint, what should he keep on taking off the paint? So if it's an anal maxis, then the Mishnah has it, sometimes not a hasidus. So the Nazir is only hasidus, it's Ubay Umaxis. And all other hasidus, most of the hasidus we deal with are only hasidus rabbon. There isn't a hasidus inside the mouth, it's just only rabbon. That can be Ubay Umaxis. When everybody has a practice to be thankful because of Takanas Ezra, because of the seal of Takanas Ezra. Like, what do we say about that? That's what Tashis discusses. How come everybody's table on Erev Yom Kippur? Tashis has related to Kippur Shakavaste. That's the final Matkana right before the Mishnah. You know, we don't talk like anything. All Takanas Ezra is wrong. So Tashis has two opinions. Leisho Kippur Shakavaste. It is said, Yesh Mepharshim, and there's some Rishonim, there are Dinah Tamhos like that. The Sefer Yosef. That's the Torah. But and the reason says we don't pass on that. The Rishri is a Lashna, it doesn't make any difference, not the davening, not the Torah. You pass on a lot of that, you don't need to do the you don't need to do the minute Bukhara Adam Kula is that everybody's table on every Yom Kippur. So it's not because of Takana says. If it would have been because Takana says, then you would have to say a bracha. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanu. Takana says, like any other mitzvah of the Rabbanu, say a bracha. But since Takana says that we assume doesn't apply at all, not even for Erev Yom Kippur, there's Erev Yom Kippur, Eivu L'Gloria, you should not say a bracha. No, Baruch Havi Bracha L'Vatzola. And others say not so. The Rosh at the end of Yuma. Both are sad, you learn that you should say a bracha on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what the Rosh is about. No, no. We don't say a bracha. That's the shadow. What is it based on? What is it based on the tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur? So some say that the tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur is based on the Takanas Ezra. I don't hold like that, but there's one day, Rabbi Nutam and the Raizit, quoted by the Rosh over here, that's the davening. You have to have two Abu Dhabi on Fastnet, Rabbi Nutam and the Raizit. But it's Erev Shulchanot, and the Maseresh make Shuvah, the Prophet says you should be Machmah for all kinds of things in the Eris. Pass Abu, shouldn't be Pass Balta. And then the other Achrayim say you should be Machmah on other things as well. So you should be machmir on this as well, especially the Balsila. Especially the Balsila. That's how it says in the Sefer, Shabbos is true as Menach Shamayim. By Rabbeinu Yankis, Rabbeinu Tam. It's not the famous Rabbeinu Tam, it's one of the Talmidim of the Bali Atei. He used to have Chalaymus, and in his Chalaymus he would ask Shabbos. And then when he woke up in the morning, he would write down all the Shabbos that he gave. So he asked the Shabbos, what do you say? He asked about saying that Hashem Rabbeinu Tam, what do you do? So he gave him very, sometimes you can't figure out from the answers what he told him in Menach Shamayim. That's exactly the problem. So he asked about this also. Do we have to be machmir on Takanas Ezra for davening? Or do you say no? This machleik is the Rian Rabbein Tama, the Rajin Rama. Or do you say that no, that Rabbi Ben Seir did away with Takanas Ezra again? So in Menach Shemayim they told him that Baal Tfilah should be machmir. One is davening by Imam should be machmir. That's this time. Lachem, that's what the Gemara has one time holds it. Even though you make a last one, but Lachem Baal Tfilah should be machmir. So again, that's the shaila. What's the tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur? So if you say that you just machmir for the shita that we're sharing and whom we really don't accept, that is not true, machmir for all kinds of things, and machmir for this also, then you should not say a bracha. Should be a bracha about them. The Rosh quotes a different version that the tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur.
About it.
That's because the Chassidah, how can they say a bracha? It cannot be that they say you should be Chayish. All you're wrong, you're not saying, all the Tachana says, the Jassan says, make sure to be Machmer for the right, isn't there? Then it's not. They say a bracha, it can't be. There must be some other heads. So that's what the Gita's other heads. There's some, the Rosh understood that Rav Chaim Gaon is saying, that Chai Bolam Taras Mabaregel. And guns from a different angle. The Gemara says in Mitzvah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parish, that you have to go to Mitzvah Baregel. The Shai, or even with Manam Nigdor, if they didn't enter the Azorah, Mashani and Kippur, if they were interested in seeing what's going on, of course they have to go to Mishra to be able to enter the Azorah. But if they have one of the Arash Mugrel and in Kippur certainly doesn't apply. So those are the tightest against the way the Rosh understood. And if that's shot in Rav Haigwani, why does he only say an Erev and Kippur? Should he say Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Kippur? Should he say Erev? Right. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes that original shot in the Rabban. The Rabban? I'm not familiar. I don't recall. I know the Aruch HaShulchan writes that. That's what we usually assume, that just like a Gershon and his guy has to go to Mitzvah, so a Baal Shuvah should also go to Mitzvah. But for that, you don't say a Brachet. A Gershon says in the Mitzvah, that says a Brachet. But a Baal Shuvah, that's a Derech Mashal. Oh, so that's the Rav HaShulchan writes that he thinks that the Rav Haigwein holds that it's a mitzvah out there. Rupnei Hashem to Torah means that everyone should be entire himself physically, and Erev Yom Kippur Lifnei Hashem, prior to the Mitzvah of Mishra Yayim, everybody should go to Mikveh, men, women, and children should go to Mikveh to be Mekabel of Mishra Yayim, to help one in Tahara. And that's a special din der Raita that needs a bracha, and Erev Hashan and Erev Seifer and Erev Nat. That's why. Only Erev Yom Kippur. We have other tumors. More relevant shaila, that's a little less relevant. Most people don't observe Takan says that. More relevant shaila is a ger habola is gayer. A ger who comes to be tzarich from the mikveh, that's a very adinah, they are right. So you have the chashev, you have to brush his teeth and use floss and so on. You have to be matna for all the chassidim. You say, no, how big could the chassid to be ready? It's only the rabban, it's only a miyu. Not a rubai, a master. It's only a miyu. So maybe all the chassidim to the rabban are only introduced for nido. Maybe it's a tumor of the time. Maybe he was never introduced to Yerah Boaz Yadah. It's also a machlekes. It's also a machlekes. So that was Nachman. That's a machlekes. Are you sure it's a machlekes? So that was Nachman. It's a Gadar Malus. Yeah. It's a Gadar Malus. It's not a Hasid. That's a shaila. Well, the Chai Balam Tarat for the regular applies to Shabbos also. If you hold it only applies to Shalosh Shigolin because you have to enter the Azor, so practically it doesn't even apply to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And there's no din of Aliyah regular on the Shabbos, so it doesn't apply. But if you hold it, it not only applies to Shalosh Shigolin, but it even applies to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. That's how the Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi doing. So the Tzidah of Yom Kippur means Pesach Shavuot Sukkot Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Every other, maybe it should apply to Shabbos also, that a person should be Tahar, the Kabbalah Bish Tlein on Shabbos. But some Achareidim write up the Kabbalah, no, that the Kedushas Aliyah on Shabbos is so powerful, so much stronger than Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Shalosh Shigolin, will have an effect on you even if you're tummy. Kedushas Hayom HaShabbos is less. So for that, in order to be the Kabbal, the full Hashkof, and Kedushas Hayom, you have to be Tor. But Kedushas Hayom HaShabbos is more powerful. So if you're single, close to this, and it's Kippur on Chagigah. And the third day in Chagigah, when the Gemara talks about Chai Bonham Tarashim, that he shows there's enough in the Gemara Chagigah, like you said. that the Ishmael in Tohar applies in Tana Shabbos, not only on Yom Yom. Because Tivit's point, how can they say, Abdi Kapol of Ezra Sai? Because it's the Mara. It's more than there isn't any sin. There isn't any need to be Tohar. So every Shabbos, somehow to have a greater Hashkoah from the Kedushin Tayyam of Shabbos. So the Seir Shi Gemara, with Rashi, quotes out of Rashi and the Mark Abdi in the third Seir.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 It's nice that like that. Same thing, the women had to go to Mikvah before they could daven.
Exactly. Same thing. It's nice.
Actually, you're saying that Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. Shabbos has more Kedusha than Shabbos. Shabbos also called Mekom Shabbos Shabbos. It's also called Shabbos Shabbos. Apart from Rabbeinu Ben Yeshua, the Rava, there were three, the Rava Bashmo, three Amorim, had a meal together. Kulikulit, the Bahadi Hadad. They ate pot, they ate bread together. So when I came to the bench, the woman's going to bench the woman. And when you bench the woman, so Medina becomes... But I'll tell a Kiddush and Abdallah short, and listen to Kiddush and Abdallah days for benching is so long, so it's hard to concentrate, so he recommends that when the bench was zoomed and the one is Mizamish and he recites the whole benching out loud, they should say, but everybody should whisper along softly, word for word, say the benching just in case they won't pay attention. But this Mara Gemara, how to call me here, this Mara Gemara, the three Chachamim were eating together, one was going to bench Mizumin for the others, for the whole group, and the others were going to be able to be his bench. So the Shaila was, if somebody's about caring, can he bench Mizumin?
Can he be the one
to bench Mizumin? Because it's got to be mostly all the whole group. These three Amorim made it through it together. Amar Rafak said, he assumed that everybody was a Balkari. They were all married, so he assumed they were all Balkari. So he says, give me the Becca, I'll bench Mizumin, because I have a Chumrah, I have Tisha Kab. So I can bench Mizumin. He's recommending we should be matmeh. This doesn't find out that the bench is in there, or the fish here, we should be matmeh lacherim. So he says, probably we should give me the cut, and let me bench. Probably we should be levare, give me the bench, I should bench. Why? The not for the lavoi, he should come. I have the chumrah, I have the shikam. Listen to us like how much they and the different amount of left. So he says, I have Tisha Kav. So Rabbi Bashmuel says, I have better. Amalahu, Rabbi Bashmuel. He says, Tanina, we have in the bright that I met Gal Amor and we asked him, you're Tisha Kav helpless. Tisha Kav in the bright says, Tanakam said in the bright, that's only that you should be allowed to daven yourself. Avalacherin, but in order to be, give a shiur to others, that the daven fine that the bench is only going to be most of you others. They tell him you need bench first, because you're not good. And how did they give me the bech and the baruch? I should bench, why? The nafu the lavoi, avon so. That means the nafu the lavoi. Allah should say, Rashi says like that, but doesn't mean they could. It means that it's time for the mitzvah, avon so. The nafu the lavoi, avon so. Amal, hu rafune. I'm better than you. How will they be the deal of ours? Give me the bech and let me bench, why? The lefty ilavoy loy high the loy high. I don't have to. That's the shalom leader. Okay, the kulis. I'm not a balkari. What do you mean he's not a balkari? He wasn't married. He wasn't a balkari. Long time ago. So what's the chiluk? Rabbi says I'm a just tayor. He says I was tayor a long time ago. What's the difference?
He was in the lefty.
Balkari. Balkari. What do you mean? The lefty.
Yeah.
That's what it means. What are you going to say? That Rav Huneh Rabbi says, I was disciple a long time ago, I already had a Har HaShemesh. And you, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, you were disciple today, but you didn't have a Har HaShemesh. No, but Har HaShemesh on my list, the tumor, the kutchin. How does it come into over here? By Takana says, you need Har HaShemesh. It's a mile that had Har HaShemesh, you have to sit in the mixer. What does he mean? Galeka aloi loi hai galoi hai. I'll tell you the Gemara. I saw in the Bich HaShemesh, on Brochus, on this Gemara, Bich HaShemesh was a Talmud of Rakhain Valajana. His name was Abasha Tikpina. He wrote on Nazir and Brochus. His name was Abasha, they called the Seder Rosh. He wrote the Keter Rosh. On Hagus of Rakhain Valajana, he writes like you have the Maitre Rav, and all on Hagus of the Vilna Goyen, that he wrote as Azateter Keter Rosh. As the Hanhagis of Rav Kamala, it's not like the Maitre Rav, they write. And it's Machlaik is the going with Machma like this, the going with Mecha like that. All the Gorm you're doing. Also Machlaik is in the going with Machlia, A, B, C, whatever. You can't do right, Mam is Yeshua Yayin. Rav Kamala had a new Chumra, it's black in the bottom of the box. The two of them have to be black on the bottom also. You don't find any reason like that. It's black on both sides and there are two. And then it's the Gemara, you don't have to black on both sides. What does it mean? He put the Ritu upside down, so he says for 20 days because of the Avera. I mean, so, Rav Rajana was medactic to black and gold eyes of the Ritu, he should never, never turn out. So I have all kinds of wild hanhogas that he has. Anyway, that's the Keter Rosh. He has an Abichas Rosh on his Gemara, he quotes, that's Rav Chaim Balazin and hanhogas, yes. And the Abichas Rosh on his Gemara, he quotes, Mislachiyat, what is he talking about? The Lechi Lavo, Lehi, Lehi. What's the matter with the other one?
Okay.
The other one went to mikveh, obviously. But because he went to mikveh last week, you had Har HaShemesh, and he, Robert, didn't have Har HaShemesh. Why is that a great amount? So he says, no, he goes back to what Rashi asked. What kind of a lotion is it? The nafal, ilavoy, avoy, so. What kind of a lotion is nafal, ilavoy? So Rashi says, lavdavke, let's have valti to them, so. Nafal, ilavoy, avoy. So why does he use a lotion, nafal, ilavoy? So he says, maybe what it means is that they use my shuvin. It's not so partial. Rav Yudah, the Tana says, men saw me come and come that they make a lot of action. But that's Rav Yudah Amen. Rav Yudah disagrees with the Tana. It doesn't say, Amr Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah means a Christ with the Tana Tana. And a Kama holds that it has to be a Kasha Mitzvah. Like he had an Amr Alvis. Rav Yudah told the Talmidim, this is Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah told the Talmidim, why then is Alvis with Siddhas? You said you want to catch your cold, so why don't you use Mechatzah? He said, no, it has to be a kosher mitzvah. Rav Yudah said, I hold it doesn't have to be a kosher mitzvah. Kosher mitzvah is also good, my shum is also good. Rav Yudah holds like you, there has to be a kosher mitzvah. So you see that there was a machlokes of Amoraim, whether you hold that you need a kosher mitzvah or not. Should you pass like Rav Yudah or not? But obviously the Tana Kama does hold like Rav Yudah. And it's a shadow how we should pass it. So here it's Rav Yudah. Because Rav Yudah, he's the one who was making one of an hour. But it's a different Rav Yudah. So he says, give me the bech at the bench. Leki lavoy, loy hag, loy hag. Ich darf nicht schon kommen zu keine Kuhle. Das ist ein Problem, ich kann schon nicht von der Mahajin, von der Mahajin. I didn't tell her to have my children. You was not for the Lavoy, not for the Lavoy. He doesn't say Tabalti, remember. Not for the Lavoy, he says, has the connotation of pouring. They poured water from buckets, they poured water into the mixer. So my children, he was making one. He says, I'm still going to be a kosher mixer. What's Kakit?
No.
They filled the mikvah by pouring buckets into it, and then he was drinking. Or like that? Okay. Okay. So he sat in the mikvah until he filled it up with men's straw, and then he was under the water, and then he walked out. Okay. What's the lashon? Did not fall, did not fill the lavoy tishah kabin. Did not fall, you lavoy. How was the lashon before? Dinesina. And I'm not asking why has the lashon dinesina if you poured. And here it says the nafal milavoy. In the Mishnah it also. Oh, in the Mishnah it also says a valkerish the naflu olo tishakam. That's the lashon. On the side of the Mishnah is, I think the Mishnah Chayna also points it out. If I'm not mistaken, on the side of the Mishnah Chayna, he points out why does the Mishnah use and here the Gemara use the lashon the nafal milavoy tishakam. So he says perhaps it has the following connotation. That you don't have to need kavana l'kavir. The Gemara says also in Chagigah. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanayim in Chulin. When you check the behemim for a kavir, so do you have to have kavana b'shchita? What is a person go out just throwing a knife in order to hit the target? And it happens that a bird flies by, and and does a shchita there. He didn't intend at all that it should accomplish it. The Gemara has a machlokes, I'm not in the chacham. Machlokes in the din d'oraisa, whether it's good or not. So the Gemara says that this machlokes hatanayim is not only restricted to shchita, it applies also to the mikveh. If a person is coming to a mikveh, he needs, he says that tefillah needs kavanah, tefillah does not need kavanah. I'm not there. But the Rishonim there, the Chiddushei Aran quotes from the Ramban, has nothing to do with the machlokes and the mitzvahs kavanah, the tefillah and kavanah. That is how it came on this. The person picked up the woman and asked, well, give it to someone else. They didn't have anything to be yaiti. What did he say? He said, yaiti. He didn't have kavanah. He's only yaiti with kavanah. You were not talking about mitzvah. It's not a shchita. Forget about whether he has a mitzvah. Does not have a mitzvah. I want to know. Was there a shchita chal? And tefillah and mitzvah. Forget about tefillah, mitzvah, not mitzvah. You're not yaiti with mitzvah. We're not interested. Is the tefillah mitzvah or not? So the Gemara says that the machlokes are not in the chachamim. If you have shchita and need kavanah, means that a matzah doesn't happen by itself. Or automatically you have to have kavanah. So it doesn't need kavanah to be law. The much less that person who goes into the mikveh, he knows he's coming onto the mitzvah, but he didn't think that today. He didn't think he's going to have this. Well, basically, he didn't think he's going to have that. But then he said, well, he's tomorrow morning, he's on the news. They just built the Beit HaMikdash. Right, Yishmael wants to go walk into the Beit HaMikdash based on his view, but he didn't have any din. At the time that he was telling the mikdash, he didn't call him because he's going to be possibly then doing the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Menaseir is okay. Menaseir, he saw her. He went to the mikdash, he saw her. Even the Likavon is good. Even if he fell into a mikdash, it would be good. And the Rabbanon is no good unless he had in mind that this tefillah should allow him to enter the Beit HaMikdash. Unless he had in mind he's taking on the mix for the shame to eat kumar, and he didn't have in mind the shame to eat kachim, that's not enough. He has to have in mind the shame kachim. If he had in mind the shame kachim, not enough for kumar. He needs kavanah for that. That's kumar in the rabbanon.
Needs kavanah.
Feel the shame gerus.
I don't know whether
you need kavanah or l'shem kavanah. I thought that you should need. Because in Sinai Kuf Kof in Yeruday, you're beginning to expect Hale Yeruday, you have about tefillah kelim. And you bypass them down with forks and knives and glasses from a boy that you're used to eating in a meal. But in the mitzvah that you have to be taken the kelim. Some are showing all this in mitzvah and I'm telling some of them. But it's
the gear,
you have kavanah. You're there, tefillah kelim, it says, that even if a goy, let's say I'm washing, and a goy takes the pot of his table in the mikveh, even though the goy kavanah doesn't help, it doesn't matter, because as long as I'm washing, tefillah ain't a tzricha kavanah. Even if the pot was falling by itself, it also be good. But I'm just wondering, I thought that was a pelagic event, because they quote from the sefer, each of the heads of the Rabbeinu Yoyner, the Rabbeinu Yoyner writes in each of the heads that tefillah kelim is like a maisa geirus on the kelim. And they play Suda. So I thought that you want to have Yiddish again, so I thought that Dabba Pasha, like you and Mar, I thought Suda, Gair, I thought that Dabba Pasha certainly needs Kavana. So I thought that this Suda Kavana is not a Suda that we do want to. I said in the Dabba Pasha that you should need Kavana, but I'm not sure. It turns out Suda Kavana, the Chabar writes to Dabba Pasha, nobody disagrees. On the whole Dabba the other day, I've never found anyone to disagree. And so if you could say it to Suda Kavana, maybe the whole Suda Kavana also doesn't need Kavana. That could be a different thing. There is a Gemara in Yavama, if I'm not mistaken, hey, the Gemara says if a goyish woman converted, and at the time that she converted, she wasn't able to make it. But the Gemara says, so she didn't know what the law was. And now she's very religious woman. We know that too. We don't see what's doing, but we know that every month she goes to the mitzvah, deserving karatami shalom. The Gemara says, Milo tablon lani dusa. That since the woman that we know, and the neighborhood we know, the woman is very religious, so we know that she's tablon lani mitzvah. So that's Milo, the shame mitzvah, the shame religious observance. Obviously she wants to be Jewish, wants to observe the laws of the Torah. So that's Oyle. The feel of the shame gives. That's what some say. That's what Tosfos learns. Ram has a whole different shah my mother. Ram is I'm done to the different shah. But that's what Tosfos learns. That the feel of that some the shame Tarasam Shpata can serve the shame gave is because she thought that she was Jewish and she thought she was another. But it's true for a woman, it's true for a man also. If the man never had a proper feel of the shame gave, and he thinks that he's Jewish, you know, he's observing, even the Midas Chatzim is wearing Erev Yom Kippur, so that tefillah, it will be a mix of Sheira, will be oil and the shame there. Right, that's what Taisus talks about. Where is the Bezin? Where is the Bezin? You have to have a Bezin. Here's our Shlosh and Mishpat Sibbe, that's Taisus Kasha. That's the big issue. So Taisus has on that. There's two answers. One opinion of Taisus is, that although the Gemara says in the Yavamah that you have to have the Jezim present when the Ger is tied over the mikveh, that's only, and they should do the Kabbalah Kamis when the Ger is up the water, in the water up his neck, that's only the Chatzila. But yet the Bezin is not miyakeh for the Tzvila, all you need is a Bezin for the Kabbalah Kamis. But the Bezin spoke to the woman or the man and they know that the person is in Kabbalah Kamis and then the person is settled, and now they know, the one opinion of the person says that that would be good for the Yev. And the other opinion of the person says no, that even for the Yev that would be no good, the Tzvila must be done in the presence of the Bezin. Aye, but here there's no Bezin standing in the mikveh. It's considered as for the people, from the everybody, there's me and you, and him. So this is the best. If there's three religious people in all, that's the best. Oh, so the other day in Tyson told that that's no good. A bezin has to be the mind of when you need a mind. The bezin watches chalitza. It's not enough that they know. They have yidiyah below rear. You have to have mamish. The mind that bezin has to be in their presence has to be watching. And then bezin holds no. But if you have Yudhiyah below Riyah, not only is it good for Edith, it's more as a Shulis as it's such a thing as good for Edith. It says in Chumash, Oro O Yoda. And Pashas Vayikra. You have the Din of Shulis for Edith, it says Oro O Yoda. So the Mordor, what do you mean? Oro means he saw, O Yoda he knows. Well, he had Oro HaKadosh. How does he know if he didn't see? So he saw, the Sheikh Oro. So what does it say? Either he saw or he knows. How can he know that thing? So the Mordor says no. The Edith has the Kayem and the Yudhiyah below Riyah. It is such a thing, everybody knows. If it's such a thing, everybody knows that that's good for Avis. For Avis. But the Shadis is that good for Bezin? When you need something, a Halika has to be done in the presence of the Bezin, or a Geras has to be in the presence of the Bezin, doesn't mean literally, Maimon HaBezin, Bezin should watch, they should do in the same room. Or is it good if they know? Then, yeah, the person did what they were supposed to do with that, because those are the 2 days in Bezin. Those are the 2 days in Bezin. So a double machlekes, whether the Zila Tagir needs a Bezin Likuva, one day in Bezin says, no, only Kabbalah Kamisus needs Bezin. The Tzvila should be done, the Chatzchila should be done in the presence of Bezin, but for the Yevid it's not Yaakov. And the other Nekuda that the Tzvila has a Machlokes about is that called a Bezin? If the Bezin is not present in the room, do you say that the Yediyah below the is also called? Right, well, can be. That's a Shaila. That's a big issue. That's what I'm going to find tonight. That there were two practices, we want to discuss them, like there are two practices when a woman converts, so does the bezin walk into the room where the woman is stable in the mikveh, and she should wear a bathrobe and so on to cover her body up, or maybe they should stay outside of the room. So there were many tzaddikim and very many throughout the different generations who said that it's preferable the bezin should not go in. Shmuel Salman goes on into the bezin, and Yerushalayim and others, they were make of a machma, however you do it, they held that the bezin should not be present in the room, and that's sufficient, that's good enough. And others insisted, no, but that's not good for them. Unless you're right, that that's a sacred thing, we shouldn't allow it. And even to the Yevad, if you had a Ger who wouldn't guy like that, you should insist that the woman should be stable again for the brother. Because it's a sacred thing, whether the Ger is invalid or not. So they thought that it's improper to require that they should see the Diyah Mamish, and he said, that's enough. But by Tzvila and Mikveh, they never said that that's enough. Tzvila and Mikveh, we don't find that the Chacham never said that it's enough that the Bezin should be across the street and have the Mikveh lady take the woman into the Mikveh. What's so terrible if the woman will wear the Tzavela, the Giyorish, and the Gayerish should wear a bathrobe, a loose bathrobe, and she should be in the Mikveh up to her neck, and what if it doesn't come in? What is it to be embarrassing? There's no problem. There's no problem of community. You can't say over here that the Chacham and they said this is sufficient. That's why Moshe holds that you shouldn't do it, and even in the Yevad, he holds that it's a mistake to be it. You should repeat it, believe God. And you must get caught with a Chatzila in the Bezin. That's just a Chatzila should be got here with a Bezin, and the Bezin means that they realize that this child is a non-Jew, And we're converting Tzal L'Shem, we're doing the Nila L'Shem daily. Okay, thinking of your bottle also. Let's have your bottle off of somebody so fast, he got in the presence of the peasant. Shout out to the Eved. What if there were no three kosher Eidim? Or what if there were many kosher people, but they didn't realize that the child wasn't Jewish? They put them. They said, the father's Jewish and the mother's a Shiksa, and the mother didn't know. He said, the brother's for a regular bris, a Yom HaShmini. He didn't realize that if the brother should child by doing the Mila, this was a Maisa Gir. So he clearly didn't have a Maisa Shem Gir. So would you say, so there was no, the Mila was done the Shem Mitzvah, mistakenly. They thought that if you should start doing Mila the Shem Mitzvah, and they didn't realize that you're supposed to do Mila the Shem Gerizah. So that's one dispute. At that group of the group of the Pasuk Hall that you don't require HaTzav HaTzav HaTzav. So Moshe says, you love to have like that. Cannot all the Pasuk Hall like that. There's one of the Hungarians there in the Europe wrote that you need HaTzav HaTzav HaTzav. So dying wife said, even though there are 15 Pasuk, but in other way, that's why he's Machna like the one. So most of the Pasuk don't, are not Machna for that. But then the Shaila is, what about the Bezin though? What do you do with the Bezin? There was no Bezin Mishasmi. And most of the Pasuk know that the Bezin is not Mirakib Mishasmi. Even if you know that Bezin is Mirakib Asfila, but Tanil or not, because the Asfila is the Gemara of the Gerizah. The Nila is just the beginning. Now, Moshe emphasizes differently. Moshe assumes that even by Nila the Bezin is Mirakib, but he says if there were three kosher even by the Nila is good. But I tell us, it's only a time Moshe. But the three kosher even, you didn't know that it was being done the same Gerizah. The mother didn't know. No one knew that it was a Maisa Gerizah. What good is it if there were three kosher even watching? Didn't know what they were watching. It's not called the Bezin. The pastors generally assume that the Nila, the Chachrim, needs a Bezin. Nila is there. But to the end, if you couldn't have a Bezin, it would be kosher. But the Tzila, that's the speck of the Dina. If the Tzila Sager was done, if the Kabbalah from this was done with Nei Bezin, and the Tzila was done with Shalavis Nei Bezin, that's why Moshe pastors are speck of the Dina, shouldn't see this, but we don't. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that with the Sinachim of the three Amoraim, and they were holding by benching the Zulman, and one was going to bench the Zulman to be right to the other. So the first one said, I have Tisha Kabin. So let him bench. He thought he had the Mahasim. The next one said, I have better than you. I have a mikveh. I was saving with a mikveh. So the third Amoraim said, no, I have more than you. I was saving with a kosher mikveh. Sadly, his mikveh was not a kosher mikveh. It was only my Shulman. So what did the Achreim? I think the Mishnah Achreim, the Mishnah Achreim, of course, is Medayik from the Russian, did not fully love Roy by the Tisha Kabin. Just like the Bichas Rosh is Medayik and the Rashi is Zik, why did he say Nafal El Avoy for himself? They suggest maybe Nafal El Avoy means Shuvim. So the Mishnah Chayim suggests maybe Nafal El Avoy by the Tisha Kav means that you don't even need Kavona. Just like Tfila doesn't need Kavona. The Hebrew also says also like Amati, Shchita in the Tisha Kavona. Tfila doesn't need Kavona, just the Tshuva, the Kotchim, the Chumra, the Rabbana, the Mailani. And the third thing, Hagigi, you need Kavona. But here it's just open to Takana Bezra, it's not Tshuva, it's not Kotchim. So even if Nafal El Avoy, Tisha Kav, Malik Kavona Kval, it would also be good. That what? No. My shulchan is a mikveh sula. This comes to chlama. Yes, I'm again. According to the mechaber, the main shulchan is only the rabban on the kashan and mikveh minatayra. Even according to the rabban, that it's possible to speak the minatayra. But still, it's a mikveh, but it's a mikveh sula. This comes not even doesn't have the same mikveh at all. Doesn't have the same mikveh at all. And the machlokes that Rabbi Nizam and the Ri and Rav Nachman Daf Sama says Zayin. The machlokes that the main shulman is the right to the Rabban. Each one has Zayin. Each one of the Balei Hatayim has a right that is the right. One has a right that is the Rabban. The Chava passes that it's Kula Shav is only the Rabban, and the Ramah passes now that Kula Shav and Ruba Shav is still the right. What you do with all the right is banish that. The Bitzel of Petterburg here. The Bitzel of Susan, the Bitzel of Panovich, I have in his faith, the Bitzel of Yitzchak, the only time you wish Zachem. And even in this one. That's how Chaim held, Chaim Bitzel, he was the biggest goyim in his day. The Bitzel of Panovich was the greatest, the Bitzel of Rabinovich was the greatest goyim of all, he was so sharp. So he had a normal house for him for all the kashim. He says, sometimes Kulishov is the right, and sometimes Kulishov is the Rabban. He makes this look, he says, it depends, what do you need a mikveh for? If you have a mikveh for the purpose of removing tumah, then it says Kulishov is the full the right, the Ramah is right. But if the mikveh for legal requirement, then Kulishov is only the Rabban. The Shemesh Alem to Kalakashis? What's the story? Glut. Had no raya. No raya. That's what a velvet of salvation didn't like a victim is saying it, because it's valvel, always in English, but it's never look like an imar. Always, whenever you have a spirit, here it says black and here it says white, I'll give you a chilus. I'll give you a terrace. But the chilus state is in the mar. Yeah, made up a chilus, but the story will be wonderful, but it won't be innovative. He said as far as the Chalik, that some Achareinim discussed, Kulo Shol, how can he say that it's Koshin and Alter, the Rizid didn't have a Yosa, the Rizid Dabah, and the Kabul Tuna. In one Zohar, and that's what Tehler, and that's what Pasek, Achmein, and Bonek, and Nain, Nihi, and Tohar. In simple translation of the Pasek, yeah, Pasek in the middle of Kulo Shol Yifur. Achmein, and Bonek, and Nain, and Nain, and the person is Tami, he went to a Mayim, he went to a Bonek, and Nain, he went to a Mayim, 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 he went to a you know, the mixer is not good, but that's Tama, Tama, all the honest name of the Torah, has an option of prayer, you think it's a mind, the mixer, and here it comes out the same result, that's the truth of something. The one's rocking, has a drush, the same thing, the Mishnah, it don't really say the Torah is the thing. The Mephoshim on the Mishnah is interpreted as that it's mentioned in the Mishnah, it doesn't say rocking, it's a mind, it's rocking, not kotei. Ah, of all places, it's rocking. Well, the Torah should be in Egypt, not, it's rocking, not kotei. That and Achren had long shivers on that. Some say that Achren had long shivers that that is the Gemara of Gavin Dachot. That the Gemara Dachin, Achmai had learned that Yidhi Yetohar, Haba Yosai de Tahare. That, let's say, there's a flow, there's a river that's flowing. Let's say, it's draining, whatever, there's a big flow. And now I have over here an empty pit. And if the water would only flow into that pit, the pit would get full, I would have a mixture. But the water's going in the other direction. So I'll put my foot over there, I'll put my hand, or I'll put some cotton hand to divert the water. So I am a Dava Hamakabal Tumor. Even if I'm taught, I am a Dava Hamakabal Tumor. The cotton hands are a Dava Hamakabal Tumor. So if you have Havayasa Shal HaMikveh, the Hetabas of the Mikveh is like a Dava Hamakabal Tumor, the water bounces directly off of my foot into the tip of the Mikveh, that's a Tumor on the Mikveh. You have to have Havayasa as a Dava Shehain in the Kabal Tumor. If the water rains indirectly, it's automatic. No one calls it. But if you have a Dabah HaMakabal Tumah, Dabah Tumah, if HaMakabal Tumah diverted the water to flow into the
system, that's why wouldn't be good.
Oh, so that's what some parts you want to say, that's why Mayan Shuvim is no good Menachayim, based on that Duroshim. That it's HaMayosai, the Dabah HaMakabal Tumah. That doesn't really cover all the cases, because the last time came in the HaMakabal Tumah. They have one in place, one in place, Adam, and it says in Nishim that it is Mayan Shuvim. So they'll say that's Mayan Shuvim under the Rabbanah. When they say my shum is up to their eyes, they basically say it is a Kabbalah. If it's not a Kabbalah, then my shum is only up on it. Other person say that's not true. If it's true about my shum, then it's on a different process. It says, Ba-ma-gi, you want to, and so at the end of Tzachim, the last person is walking to Tzachim, and after Tzachim it says, Adrosh is saying, you should be talking about Ba-ma-yim, with a Tatach under the Ba. What's that, Ba? Ve-ha-ma-yim, ha-ma-yim, how you do it? You want to talk about the Ma-yim, how you do it? You have to be talking about in the famous waters. It means Lemute Mayan Shuvim, that's the special water. That's the whole marker, that's the whole marker. The other Shem holds that Mayan Shuvim is no good military even by Klei Avon, Klei Adoma, Klei Gwalim, which are Havakab Tumah, has nothing to do with Havi Yotah, it's a Dora Havakab Tumah. It's a different person. By Mayan Yuvah, it's all, by Mayan Hayduim, Lemute Shuvim. The Tzarach Reinim want to say, no, that's only a Shmachta, whatever it does. You like the Rajmam, the real marker is Havi Yotah, it's a Dora Havakab Tumah, and that's why it's no good. So Rabitzalus, Ponadish, as it's Ilui Yishayim Tata, when you say that a mikveh is possible, if it's Habayasa, it's a Dava HaMakabal Tumah, that's only if you're interested in a fine Tumah, to be Kehle Matamah, why do you retire it, to be Kehle with a mikveh? So you need a Hayrasa, but a Dosa of the mikveh should be the Tahara. If it can't have anything to do with a Dava HaMakabal Tumah, not only can't have to do with the Dava Tumah, can't have to do with the Dava HaMakabal Tumah. That the Hittavis of the mikveh, the creation of the mikveh was I lay Dabah HaMakabal Tumah, so that mikveh will not serve the function of removing tumah. But if it's a Nidah L'Baila, who cares about the tumah? Yes or no tumah? When you just want to be mounted in Nidah L'Baila, so what do I care if the Hittavis of the mikveh was I lay Dabah HaMakabal Tumah? There's Gek Menishtot. That's what he suggested. It's a wild
yeah.
He's going to say that Habiyat HaMakabal Tumah doesn't bother me for Nidah L'Baila. The whole thing is wild. The Shuvim is no good because it's Habiyat HaMakabal Tumah. But the Alvaran, the Alvaran, the Alvaran, the Alvaran, the Alvaran, the Alvaran, the Alvaran would never say that it's good. The Rishonim wouldn't say that it's a school of right. What's that? The pastor says that it's not correct. And then he's going to tell me that it's even the Nidah, Nidah L'Baila, can be tabled in a mix with that Habiyat HaMakabal Tumah, all the parts of all that is wrong. What's the whole time saying that the whole shura that they caused in Europe that was Harashaila? That they used to have drain pipes. They used to have the water would collect on the roof and it would go down around the building in drain, metal drain pipes. And the metal drain pipes were shoot to claim my tachas, that you didn't have a tuna. But the first more Harashaila give out the shirim, the water goes directly from the drain pipe into the mikvah. How do you outside the dog on a kabbat tuna? The whole mikvah should be no good. So I'm trying to have the shura, he says it's okay. All the parts will say it's okay. It wasn't Shaila, we're only interested today in Indian Lepaila, but we're not interested in Indian Lepaila. Obviously nobody holds like that. Nobody ever held it. This one has such wild tradition. You know what I'm saying? You're not allowed to listen. You're a bit full of tradition. I'm not going to mind. My mother, that's what I mean. Yes, it's a full of tradition. Rabitza la Teteburger. Rabitza la Teteburger was a Talmud of the Talmante. Of the Bali Mutter. I think the Teteburger was a contemporary. He was very unhappy about Rabitza la Panovich's illusion. He didn't like. So he was making fun. That's how Rabbi Gifted told me I was too fun. They heard from Rabbi Zashar. They heard from Rabbi Zalman. They heard from Rabbi Zola Teterburger when he moved there to Israel. That young was Rabbi Zola, Rabbi Zoblan, he moved there to Israel. His rabbi in St. Petersburg, and he had had it. He was a Canadian person. He didn't like the rabbi. So he moved there to Israel and retired. He told over this, he was unhappy about the Panovich Yeshiva, why they appointed a piece of a Panovich on the top. He said, that's wild, because he's making fun. He said, they put an ad in the newspapers, they want to open up a yeshiva. And we need some Magi Yeshiva, people should apply. So he came to apply to say, Yeshiva, the Marshal, a piece of a Panovich. So they prepared the committee, prepared the candidate. And they decided the Marshal, he just shot. So we'll appoint him to Mechina. First grade. He'll say the first grade here. Say Yeshua, he already says that for such people terrorists next year. And the top year, on top of the thing, Shulam Rabbitzel, that'll be Rabbitzel. He was so annoyed about it, but he said such wild Kiddushim. But the Gzeru were very annoyed. He said, even the Ragashavu was wild. That I had Rabbitzel and Kiddushim, Allah Alamai said, I know even all of them, it's good to fool them, but Allah Alamai said they were... Anyway, this is one of his wild Kiddushim. It's chilling about Tabi Yotai, about my Shuk, whether they're right or they're wrong. did he ever pass him? Oh, yeah. On this Kiddush, that I don't. Yes, he did. He has the Sefer Zecha Yitzchak, his child. Some of them are performed, but most of them are He has very strange. He says, this is my, I always pass him like this. That he changed the red, the abonnent, the three times Hagola. Wild. He starts this sheet and that sheet like a lot of children. Wild things. Like the German said, you shouldn't listen to the other child of Sophie either. And so he also says, Mabudik, Halakha Lamaisa, Mabudik is that. Rabitzala also, Rabitzala Tanavish, used to pass on Halakha Lamaisa based on his Chidush in the Gemara. And he had a Gemara in the Gemara. He might tell us there was one Amayra, a Kron is called the Maile Yami, the Pitzah. Every year at Erev Pesach, he went to the Mitzvah, the Hotsi Ram, the Chaybos, and apparently he must have had a public theater. And he's on the Hebrew, the one, and you see him. Maybe see him on airplanes or whatever. Once a year he gave a public shiur, apparently. Maybe see him, slightest stuff. But he would be terrible to hold you on the Chabot. But the mother, we don't pass on that. That's what Rashi says. Why is he Tzokos HaKabot? Because he held that the Takana Sezer was abolished. His man is there. There's no Takana Sezer. Not for learning. Not for gamin. It's all over. Maybe we should start just the next mission. How you aim at this fellow, the fellow's about carrying. If that kind of person says he's not allowed to daven it. So what's the din if he's holding in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? He forgot. He's holding in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. What does he do? The Yerushalmi says on this Mishnah what it means is he's the Shliach people. He's davening for another. The Yerushalmi holds that he's davening privately to stop in the middle. He's not allowed to daven it. He's stopped in the middle. He's holding Chazorah Hashem. In public, what is he going to do? Well, that is the Tzvila Mishka Shubah Keriah says the man that he's not allowed to daven. Lo, you have to. You don't tell him he has to stop in the middle. Elie chapter. He should abridge each and every brach. It doesn't mean that he says happy name. Rashi says you can't call Baruch Hashem. You don't call Baruch Hashem. You don't say happy name. It's a Chazorah Hashem. Yochid, the one kind of holds that the Yochid always has the right to say happy name all year long. We say you should only say happy name if you're chayav b'shachatcha. Otherwise, not. But a Chazorah Hashem, you don't say happy name. But Rashi says you should be mekatzer each Baruch. You should abridge.
Well, they understand because of the priest. Yeah. Now something starting with the serious brothers.
Unless he deleted so much from the bracha, the Mishnah has a zero halacha. And every bracha is a main theme, and then you have other things added on. So if you leave out the main nekuda of every bracha, then you're not yotzei. But if you leave out the added flowery language, then you are yotzei. So the Mishnah says, how in the world is anybody going to figure out what's the main thing of each bracha? It's just looking at Avi Neyla. And Avi Neyla, you have the one nekuda, that's the ikavorah, the ikathim of every bracha. So whatever is taken Avi Neyla, that's the megala, what's the main thing of every bracha. No, he's not there, but he should leave as much as possible in every bracha. But can only say the main line in every bracha.
The rule has to be that I can also throw himself at the beginning of the bracha and then end the bracha. That's what he probably done.
Yeah. He abridges each bracha. You're at Litzvah. What happens if a person wakes up in the morning? He became a Balcher Balami, a Tashmish Balami. He goes up in the morning. He joins in the mikveh before he daven Shabbos. You're at Litzvah. And now we see that the sun rises around 7:17. Is he going to make it? Is he going to get dressed and be ready with his Talmud Tzimun to say Kriya Shema Kivot Tikkun before 7:17? And if he's not, he's going to miss Kriya Shema Kivot Tikkun. If Kriya Shema Kivot Tikkun is a Hebrew, even if he's not going to daven Kriya Shema Kivot Tikkun Shema Nefer right after Hamei Tzachama. He should always still try to have Kriya Shema before Hamei Tzachama, because it says it depends. You're at Litzvah. If the man went to the mikveh in the morning at 7 o'clock, and you're allowed to go to his class, you can get out of the mikveh and get dressed. Well, if Christian to recite Kriya Shema Shalom to Hei Hanei Tachama, he'll be able to finish Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachama. Let him do so. Yalla Vizka to Mikra. Let him get out of the Mikra, get dressed, and say Kriya Shema. If he laughs, and if he doesn't think he's going to make it, let him say Kriya Shema in the Mikra. Obviously, he doesn't have thousands, so he's not prepared to banish one. Actually, still, he should say Kriya Shema Kavasikin before Hanei Tachama. He's got to remind the Yikra. He should recite Kriya Shema in the Mikra. Some Shan Hala, this is a Lachatkhila Deraisa. The Ramban of Rabbeinu Leiter seems to hold like that. This is a Rabbeinu Leiter. We seem both to hold that this is a Lachatkhila Deraisa to say Kriya Shema before Hanei Tachama. The Lo Yizkas, and what if he's in a mikveh that has a bad reya, has a bad odor? The Lo Yizkas is not a mine haroi. That's not acceptable. It's a mikveh shnei, it's a kosher mikveh, but he's not allowed to say a block, he's not allowed to say Kriya Shema there. Lo Yizkas, it's a time to have when he goes mikveh, the Tachana says, with his mind, as I say, he says, you don't say a brach on Erev Yom Kippur because you're not mikveh, but his mind, as I say, the Tachana says, they did say a brach, how did I say a brach? Is it smelly water? Some say the brach before. But the water has a dead odor. In the water, you might have got to discuss if it's dirty water and you can't see. Murky water, it's clear water, it's not covered, it's covered, you kick the sand, you make it muddy, and then the body is covered up. But this, if the water has a dead odor, so you're not going to say a drop either, then say the drop before you enter. Let's say the sheikh that says a drop a la shkita. What if the base of shkita smells? Usually it does, the dye is sugar, right? Usually it does from dam. So the dam has a natural bad odor, so that's not for the rat wrong. If something has a natural bad odor, there are certain chemicals that smell awful. So if a person is in a lab, and a lab of chemicals, and it has a bad odor, that's a natural bad odor. That's who the Baruch Hu created that. So that's not a rat rot. You have something, let's say you have soya merag lime. It started off as food, and then it decayed, it decomposed. Let's say you have food that's spoiled. You have to have a refrigerator. And it's boiled and it's rotten. So that has a din of soya merag lime. Let's say a person vomits. The key has the same din as soya. That's it's something decomposed and it's spoiled. That's, you know, or a rat rot that comes from something that's spoiled. The food that rots. Terry has the same bit of sir. The Ramah quotes like that, that Terry has the same bit of sir. So even though his man is up, our Terry is permitted to daven, even if he doesn't go to the mikveh, they have to wash off the Terry from his body. And then the first man is up on the Arachayim states against the Gemara. That the Gemara will live back in him because the same is not so, that he's permitted to recite the brachas and to daven, even calls man that the Terry is on his body. That does not have the same status as sir. No, the Sayah is food that decomposes. Anything that decomposes hasn't been a sir. This did nothing decompose. So why should it have, this is a natural thing, just like a chemical that's out of like that. Why should Terry have the same in his story? That's what they disagree with that Ramon. Shvei Rav Kivei, he's supposed to have anything to do with the Ramon. It's a Shvei Ramon. That says he's not permitted to cover over the Vayim Harai, but let him have Mishra, let's say you have a place, a vat where you soak linen, flax, and it has a terrible odor. So you're not permitted to say a broken thing, not allowed to govern, not allowed to take Mishra. And then there's another thing, you're not permitted to say Kriya Shema, because Merad Lahim, Ashiyatu Aserchaman, you have to pour in a certain amount of water, to dilute it, and we're going to discuss how much water you have to pour in. The Kama Yachis Meham and House, let's say you have Merad Lahim, which you did not dilute with water. You're not permitted to daven, so how far away do you have to walk? Meham from Merad Lahim, and then Asoa, in order to daven, to say, bro, for Dalai Lama, so we're going to have a whole discussion. On today's schedule, the Messias has a comment in his viewer on the Chumash, beginning of Eric Dalin, Chumash Mai. She wrote in other places as well, Mubarichas, but he has the kernel of the idea he has over here. The Messias writes,
When the Rabbani Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to deliver a message to Pharaoh that he should let Bnei Yisrael go free, Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on dealing with the Rabbani Shalom. And then later on he was punished. The Jew of the Rabbani Shalom comes to Harsha. So one at a time, every day he had another time. Rashi quotes, he met for 7 days. Every day had another sign. So one of the signs was, "Vayam Moshe Vayam Lehem Le Yamin Olam Leishim Obakovi." He moved, but he lay like Hashem. So it sounds like he's going to say, "The even not going to." Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu says, "He won't believe there's no such thing as a Jew from God." So the Nesid says, "Lo Kitrei Chas V'Shalom Aleihem." Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't think that Moshe Rabbeinu says these Jewish people don't believe in anything. No, he says they know there's going to be a gula. Okay. Paka Gipko, there's going to be a gula. But they're going to say, Vanira Elecho Hashem.
You're not
the kid. You? This clean shaven guy. Short jacket. Come on, you never know what he's going to eat. This guy's brought up from the same parrot. That's what he has all his ears. And they thought he was an Ishmitri Ishimono. When he met his wife, they thought he was a good. He looked like a good. Then he had the first time in his life that he met a Yid was one at the age of 21 medicine, the other medicine at the age of 40. So he ate him Masha Mecho. And then the first day he met a group of Yid, he had to leave right away in the sun. He never had a shaykh to leave, never learned the word of third. He was brought up in a shepherd, and was such a secular person. He's going to say, this is the girl, this is the Gula HaFiga. So Masha Rabbeinu tells the Rebbe Shalom, they won't believe it. You can't do the Gula Mitzrayim like this, and the Jews will never accept it. And the Rebbe Shalom got angry at him, and he said, don't tell me how I should do the Gula. I'm going to do the Gula the way I want. So the Maharal of Prague has his word of Hashem. What are all papers that he says sometimes? But he talks about what was by Jesus and what to live on the Ruach Jesus. But he claims, based on Gemara, and some is based on Zohar a lot. He quotes a little bit Gemara and then he elaborates on it. It must be based on something additional to the Gemara. So he says the Gemara in the left Terek and Sanhedrin, Terek Kalim. But the Gemara says that they met the Melech HaMashiach in Rome. Sitting in Rome. What's Melech HaMashiach doing in Rome? So he says, because the Mashiach is going to come up from a very secular background.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mashiach is going to come, the people won't believe that that's Mashiach. And he says, just like when Moshe Rabbeinu came, they couldn't believe that this is the Gula. They couldn't believe that this is the Gula. So true, the Gula, I think, is going to be awesome such a way. But the people will not believe. But the Rebbeinu is going to bring the Gula to Mashiach. It's interesting, Rav Kook has in his writings as well, such a Gula, this is Gula. Also based on, Rav Kook had a lot based on the Maharal Mukha. So he writes that when the Gula HaSidah, when the Gula will be prepared, the Gula HaSidah, it will be first to the Maral has this also. It will be first a very secular state. It will be a Yiddish in Medina. It will be very secular, and then later on it will convert to become Yiddish. So Rav Kook has a long arich that Rav Kook does before Hakadosh Amdin, quite a while before. That he writes that not quite a while, 2 years. But he says that there's going to be a secular government, and then later on it will be all based on this Maral. But it's interesting that that's how the Nesidim says, because the Tanya will not be, they don't believe in Gula, no! The Gula has to be from a Truma Yid, with a Yiddish background, a Yiddish background. What kind of a Gula is this? And the Rebbe Shalom says, don't give me any orders how I'm going to bring the Gula, I'm going to bring it the way I want.